Ramayana Aranyakanda, Part 10. Thinking himself more powerful than even God himself, Ravana dangerously ignored reality. After crossing the ocean, Ravana took Sita into the inner apartments of his palace. There, he ordered his fierce Rakshasi attendants, "Watch over Sita most carefully, and let no one see her face without my permission. Let her have gold, jewels, the best clothing, ornaments, and food, whatever she may desire. However, take heed of my warning. Anyone who dares to utter one harsh word towards Sita will die by my hands." And after saying this, Ravana called for 8 powerful Rakshasas. "Ever since Ram killed all the Rakshasas at Janasthan, I have felt an intolerable enmity towards him. Indeed, I will not sleep peacefully until Ram is killed. Go now to Janasthan, and after spying on him, bring back any information that you may gather." Then, once again, Ravana went to see Sita, being overwhelmed with desire. And upon entering her quarters, Ravana found her in a distressed state, surrounded by numerous Rakshasis. Bathed in her own tears, Sita appeared like a wind-buffeted boat at sea, or a doe strayed from its herd and surrounded by dogs. Although she was unwilling, Ravana forced Sita to accompany him on a tour of his palace. The opulent palace resembled that of the demigods, with thousands of servants just waiting to carry out Ravana's desires. Many rooms had cages with exotic birds, and the palace walls were covered with intricate designs of precious jewels. The couches were made of ivory inlaid with gold. Musicians played sweet and melodious songs, and lotus flowers and fountains adorned the palace gardens and ponds. As Sita viewed the spacious and fabulously decorated rooms, each containing thousands of women adorned with untold valuable jewels, Ravana explained, "Lanka is inhabited by 32 crores of Rakshasas, excluding the aged and infants, and 1,000 of these are my personal servants. So if you are wise, O lovely Sita, you will fulfill my ardent desire and become my principal queen. You should become my mistress and rule over all of this opulence. I am tormented by love for you, and I shall be ever devoted to you alone. Please grant me your favor and look upon me with affection, for your youthful beauty is fleeting. You should enjoy life with me now and forget that insignificant Ram." Sita covered her moon-like face and began shedding silent tears. But Ravana continued, "Do not be afraid that our union goes against religious principles. I love you more than life itself. I fall at your feet and beg you to grant me your favor. Let this plea, which has arisen out of love's anguish, not go in vain. Never before has Ravana bowed down before any woman." Ravana thought that by speaking of his love for her, Sita would soon be subdued. However, Sita fearlessly replied, "My heart remains for Ram alone. Why should a swan sporting with her mate within a lotus-filled lake prefer a duck meandering on the shore? You can do whatever you like to me. Because of your vile, sinful lust, you will soon meet your death at the hands of Ram. After being harshly rebuked by Sita, Ravana became enraged. I will give you just 12 months to surrender to me. And at the end of that time, if you still resist me, then I will have my cooks cut you to pieces and serve you as my breakfast. Ravana then turned to the Rakshasi attendants and ordered them, transfer Sita to the Ashoka Grove. Keep a careful watch over her and try to win her over to my side by whatever means required. Threaten, flatter, do whatever it takes, but tame Sita just as one would tame an elephant. Arriving at the beautiful Ashoka Grove, replete with trees full of fruits and flowers, Sita became overwhelmed with anguish. Due to being constantly intimidated by the deformed Rakshasis, Sita soon fainted out of fright. And at that time, Lord Brahma summoned King Indra. Sita has been kidnapped by Ravana and taken to Lanka. This is our good fortune, for surely it means the imminent destruction of the Rakshasa king. Still, there is the danger that Sita may die due to separation from Ram. Therefore, I want you to go and give her this heavenly sweet rice to eat. Thereafter, Indra went to the Ashoka Grove at Lanka, along with Nidra Devi, the goddess of sleep. After Nidra had put all the Rakshasis to sleep, Indra, in the dress of a Brahmana, approached Sita. I am the heavenly king, come to render assistance to Lord Ram. Please, take this celestial sweet rice, for it will make you immune to hunger, thirst, and all bodily miseries for many years to come. But Sita doubted that the Brahman was actually Indra, and so she requested him to reveal his celestial form. And upon her request, Indra assumed his true form. When Sita observed that his feet did not touch the ground, and his garland was not faded, and his clothes were completely free from dust, Sita became convinced of Indra's identity and thus accepted the sweet rice. First, Sita offered the food by praying for Ram to accept it. As soon as she ate it, she became freed from all bodily pangs. Their mission accomplished, Indra and Nidra Devi vanished from the scene. Whenever the pure devotee of the Lord is in great difficulty, the Lord sees to the devotee's protection. A devotee never worries for his own protection or well-being. Knowing that Krishna or Ram is always attentive to one's needs, the devotee concentrates on one's service to the Lord. In the wonderful reciprocation of love, the devotee always thinks of the Lord, and the Lord always thinks of the devotee.